You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi everyone, it's Lucy Franks here, and today I have a festive recommendation. It's the audiobook version of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, read by Patrick Stewart.
Marley was dead, to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clerk, the clergyman, the undertaker, the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it. Old Marley was dead as a doornail.
The reason I love this version so much is I am a bit of a fan of Patrick Stewart, I must admit. I think his voice lends itself to this story so well. But he doesn't just read the story, he does kind of act it out. So it's almost more like listening to a film version of the book, but where all the characters are played by one actor, in this case, Patrick Stewart.
The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice. He carried his own low temperature always about with him. He iced his office in the dog days, and he didn't thaw it 1 degree at Christmas. External heat and cold had little influence on Scrooge. No warmth could warm, nor wintry weather chill him. Nobody ever stopped him in the street to say, "My dear Scrooge, how are you? When will you come to see me?" No beggars implored him to bestow a trifle. No children asked him what it was o'clock. Even the blind men's dogs appeared to know him, and when they saw him coming, would tug their owners into doorways and up courts. But what did Scrooge care? It was the very thing he liked. To edge his way along the crowded paths of life, warning all human sympathy to keep its distance.
I must admit, I'm a bit of a fan of this story in general. I love all its different forms. Obviously, The Muppets Christmas Carol is the best version, but there's musical versions, there's far more serious versions. In fact, Patrick himself has appeared in one of the film versions. But I think I like this because instead of just listening to someone reading the book, you really are getting a sense of what the characters are like.
Scrooge had a very small fire, but the clerk's fire was so very much smaller that it looked like one coal, but he couldn't replenish it, for Scrooge kept the coal box in his own room, and so surely as the clerk came in with the shovel, the master predicted that it would be necessary for them to part. Whereupon the clerk put on his white comforter and tried to warm himself at the candle, in which effort, not being a man of strong imagination, he failed. "A Merry Christmas, Uncle!" It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew, who came upon him so quickly that this was the first intimation he had of his approach. He had so heated himself with rapid walking in the fog and the frost, this nephew of Scrooge's, that he was all in a glow. His face was ruddy and handsome, and his eyes sparkled. "Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!" "Ah," said Scrooge. "Humbug." "Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I'm sure." "I do. Merry Christmas." "Oh, don't be cross, Uncle." "What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? Merry Christmas. Out upon Merry Christmas."
This particular version of A Christmas Carol was released back in 2006. And if you're looking for it on Audible, you can find it under Simon & Schuster edition. One of the good things about this book is it's not a very long read. A Christmas Carol was one of four short stories, only an hour and 47 minutes long. So it's an ideal read for Christmas when perhaps you haven't got quite so much time. So if you decide to give this book a go, I hope you really enjoy it as much as I did. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.